Belém.
So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 13 kuMbimbidi 2022 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje. Iqhubekela phambili imikhankaso yokhetho oluzayo eZimbabwe.
When we say umuntu ophezulu, we are also saying his country belongs to God.
Umeli Ndlovu othakazelela ukujova intshelelezane uthi uzajova ibhasikili esuka eDurban esiya eLusaka kwele Zambia.
Sizoba lohambo mhla ka 12 April kusiya ku 19 April.
Abakhubazekileyo abahlala emaphandleni bathola ama wheelchairs.
Lohlelo kade ngilalo olokubhekana labantu abakhubazekileyo esigabeni sakithi khona lapha ku 10.
Sanethulela ezamasiko ezabatha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizozizwa kulomhlakazo. Amabandla atshiyeneyo namhla aqhubekele phambili ikakasela ukhetho oluzayo eZimbabwe. Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change belisenkundleni yeDulibadzimu Stadium eBridge kuthi LMDCT lenze umhlangano walo eHarare. Ibandla elibusayo belisesakuva Stadium eMutare esabeleni seManicaland. Okhokhela ibandla le-CCC uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa ukhulume ngokuthuthukisa indawo zonke eZimbabweni. Uthakazelelwe ngabantu bonke akade besendaweni le ngesikhathi sethula imibiko yakhe eqakathekileyo.
When we say umuntu ophezulu, we are also saying this country belongs to God. We are saying we are one people. We are saying we have one vision. We are saying we have a one nation.
Nxa sisithi imino phezulu sithi ilizwe leli ngelikaNkulunkulu, njalo nxa sibambene silakho ukuthi sithuthukise ilizwe lethu.
Thank you very much.
Ngokuzelelwe ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandlaleli uMnumzana Ostalo Siziba.
Siyabonga mthakazi omuhle namhlanje beSepet Bridge eDulibadzimu lapho umongameli Advocate Nelson Chamisa ba addressa khona izizukulwane zeSepet Bridge mayelana nendaba yama by-election. Abantu bebekhona bebaningi njalo umongameli ukhulume ngendaba ezifanana le devolution. Indaba zokuthuthukisa kwe-Bay Bridge njenge-Border Town, indaba yokuthi kube lokuhlonitsha kwendimi zabantu esitsheneyo, lamasiko abantu abatsheneyo sikhangelele ukuthi njengokuthi lapha e-Bay Bridge kulamasiko atsheneyo okufanele recognize lokuhlonitshwa. Yikho umongameli ebambe indaba yokubana kuthuthukile le ndaba ye-Bay Bridge, le ndaba yokuthi kuxotshwe amasela ukuze ilizwe liye phambili.
Kuningi ngokuthenjiswe uZulu eHarare obekulomhlangano webandla le-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora. Amalunga ebandlaleli abehlabela okunye okumangalisayo besithi bazahlangana nebandla likaChamisa lamanye ngosuku lokuvota. Umnumzana Witness Dube obona ngokwethula kwemibiko kubandla le-MDCT uthi baqhuba kahle imikhankaso yokhetho lwama-by-elections oluza kwenziwa mhla ka 26 Mbimbido.
Abantu kabananzelele bakithi ukuthi ukhetho lumayelana lezidingo zabantu, ukhetho lumayelana lezinto eziphathelane lokubuswa kwabantu. Akukho nje mayelana lokunikana igunya lokukhukhumezana abantu betshengisela amandla kumbe betshengisela ukwaziwa kakhulu. Kumayelana ngokuthi bona bosaziwayo bazaletha nguquko bani ebantwini.
Incwadi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Bernard Bhekelizwe Ndlovu uthi kuningi okumele kwenziwe ngamabandla eZimbabwe ukwenzela ukuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho ngendlela eqondileyo.
Sisenza into ezifananayo, akula into entsha eyenziwe engayenza ukuthi umuntu opheleleyo akhangelele ukuthi luzobe lukhululekile. Kuloku senzala khona ukuthi akubona ukuthi abantu mabezama ukwenza amarali abo bavalelwa. Bangazi ba-apply ama-poison abanikwe i-permission yokuthi ba-demonstrate or do anything. And unfortunately i-opposition nayo yenza into efanayo futhi, ukutshintsha ikhala yaba yiyelo yiyo kuphela into eyingwane ngathi ha namhlanje kuthiwa kutshintshiwe izinto sezizinto. So akula anginakhangelelo noba elincane lokuthi ukhetho lungaba lukhululekile.
So ubona ngazani po abaphikisayo kume ndingabangenile kukhetho lolu kumbe hatshi?
Ukungena kumele ukuthi ngabangenile, but uma bengena bengena benamasu namacebo amatsha, hayi la afanayo. Ukhanyani kulo ufuna ukuzibonakalisa okukhulu kakhulu okungatranslate to any results. Ufuna ukuthi sibonakale ukuthi sigcwele lapha. Ungabheka ngo-2018 kuye kwenziwa kwaba nenkalakatha yemasi ngo-2018 eyayigcwele iHarare laphana kwaba ikhala yabo enkulu kakhulu, kodwa kuthe maso kushiwa kuma-results akuzange kutshengisa into enhle. So akula lutho olutsha bawenze. So kodwa ukuthi bangene ku-election akukho wrongo. Okurongo yikuthi bangena besebenzisa amasu akudala esiwaziyo, izame responda ngamasu afanayo futhi esiwaziyo. So kuyini okutsha esikukhangeleleyo?
Pho Ndlovu, kuyiwa ngaphi lapha nxa wena sukhangele njengoba ukhuluma sithi hayi kungani kuyafana lokho okudala okade kusenzakala khonokho?
Kufana nje lokuthi umuntu umbono uyaphuma uya ku-direction sisekhaya kwambana eyokuya etsholotsho yena sithi ufuna ukuyela upane. Kuyiwa ngaphi? Kuyiwa etsholotsho, kuyiwa ku-same results esivele sihlele siwabona la ukuthi kuzovotwa bathabe bathi sebewinile ba-appeale to international community ukuthi khake libone namba sebesicila, kugcine kubuyelwe futhi emuva iZANU-PF izonqoba. So kungenzeka lezi nto ezifana nabo government of national unit and things like that, national government of unit, but it's the same thing. There is no creativity at all in our politics in Zimbabwe.
Kumele ukuthi pho kwenziweni Ndlovu, njengoba siyabona ukuthi khonoko ukuthi kwenziwe ama-electoral reforms kuyehlula, pho kwenziweni kwele Zimbabwe?
So inkalakatha yento ekhona yokuthi abantu bangene endlini yokucubungula nokucabanga izinto ezi-creative. Ungakunanzela for example ngesikhathi oJoshua Nkomo labo Mgabe besilwa lamabhunu, baqala besenza khonoko beloku bebhoda bekhuluma lokhu kwathi nakugxatshana zokubonakala i-armed response. IZimbabwe sidinga into entsha, and I'm not saying ukuthi kufunakala ukuthi kuyenziwe impi, kodwa mhlawumbe into engani ifana nakhonoko ukuthi kungafakwa ama-colors akhanye phandle. In other words, kube lokulwa kodwa abantu besilwa becasha, hayi ngezibhamu, hayi ngembhobho. But asithi manje sithi sina instead of doing i-rally sidinga ukwenza i-rally e-invisible engabonwayo yizanu ukuthi i-rally eyenzakeleyo ingaphuma ma bengakucabangisisa kahle. I-rally entsha engakazi engabonakaliyo, zinengi indlela zokukwenza khonokho. Kodwa ungakhuluma nabo abe-opposition manje bakutsho kodwa no, the whole world over esikubonayo thina i-rally vele hleli khona kuwo wonke ama-election. Why do we want to do izinto ngenxa yokuthi zenziwa umhlaba wonke? IZimbabwe akungeke kwenzakaleni ukuthi ibe yiyo ilizwe lakuqala ukwenza into entsha, i-rally engabonakaliyo, invisible rally. That really happens, that doesn't need imvumo yamaphoyisa ukuthi athi wona siyalivumela. Yenzakala abantu bakhonele. For example, nginike example nje engani khashana. Abantu kuthe uma kuzala i-COVID bazite ukuthi ngeke sibuye sihlangane futhi, kodwa siyahlangana thina. Ikampani engiyisebenzelayo mina sikaphiwa bo 500, siyahlangana singu 500. No one knows if siyahlangana, abawazi sihlangana njani, but siyahlangana.
Ukubaindlela
ama-methods akudala umhlaba utshintshile, nasibe sokusizitshe ukuthi we're to do it that way. Yibuthutha. So kuyazi ukuthi abantu bese bezibuza ukuthi laba abantu abafuna ukuthatha ama-vipa, are they creative enough to even transform the economy, bangangena kupower na? Ngoba they are not showing any form of creativity in the way they conduct themselves around iZANU-PF.
Yeah, lapho nje ama-virtual rallies khonokho kungenziwa ebulenjini, kodwa eZimbabwe kuyahlupha nxa sikhuluma ama-virtual rallies. Siyawazi ukuthi i-internet iyahlupha lokunye okuthize.
Exactly. Ma ukhuluma kanjalo anti ungathi wena A u-AI ale, and I like what we are doing mina nawe manje, ngoba sithe A sithe i-rally sathi uyayiyalisizanu sabeya ku-virtual elidinga i-internet siyayibona ukuthi uyayiyalisa. So siyastopha yini lapho, kumbe siyacabanga kisa kakusha? Sethi ngabuyela kumafungu. Amafungu ngesikhathi esenzakala kanje amabhunu ayikhona ukubabona abantu mabehlangana nabantu ebusuku bejayele isikokotha besezinto ze-politics. So engikusho ngezindlela yokuthi i-room ye-creativity ivulekile, abantu mabefuna ukucabanga ingqondo siziphiwe nguNkulunkulu, singastophi ucabanga njalo singacabanga ukuthi lokhu esikwenza yikho kodwa okuphossible. There is still other things that abantu bangacabanga bakwenze in politics.
So like I'm saying, we have to do, for example, now man, just come and do this too. Come and rally, come and virtual rally. So I want to hear. It's logo is here, Pandi.
Ibandla lezano phefu lalo liqhuba imikhankaso yalo emaphandleni lemadolobheni bathi akumelanga uzulu avotele amabandla aphikisayo ngoba adlelana lamazwe entshonalanga afakela inkokheli yebandla lezano phefu izijeziso zenotho. Umeli Ndlovu uwajova intshelelezane esuka eJohannesburg kwele South Africa wafika koBulawayo uthi uzajova ibhayisikili labanye bakhe ababili ngenyanga ezayo esuka eDurban esiya eLusaka kwele Zambia. UNdlovu uthi uhambo lolu ngolokulimukisa uZulu ngomkhuhlane we-high blood pressure.
Niyangikhumbula ngeke ngathatha uhambo lokusuka eMidrand ngisiya eBulawayo in 2 days. Okwamanje size si ultra vital breakfast cycle challenge sizoba lohambo mhla ka 12 April kusiya ku 19 April 2022. Awareness yethu is blood pressure EBP. Abazali bayachona imhlaba wonke nje indaba ye BP. So as iZulu Foods is eZulu Foods got a different products ukuncedisa laba abantu abaphethe iBP nathi esifuna ukuzivikela kuBP. Uhambo lungumango ongange 2500 kilometers luzoba lama stages. I think ama stages azoba yi 7. Sizosuka eDurban sizolala eJoburg. I think it's more than 500 km. Then city Joburg to Polokwane, then kuzoba le Polokwane to Gwanda, then city Gwanda to Bulawayo, city Bulawayo to Harare, Harare to Kariba, then city Kariba to Lusaka. Singamadoda amathathu, 3 guys. Singamadoda amathathu nje i-awareness yethu nge-BP ngoba ngishilo ekuqaleni. So ngiyabonga kakhulu, besicela imithandazo, sicele lama sponsor ukuthi besincedise lapha ehambweni lwethu. Abangabe belembuzo bazongibuza lapha bayazi bengathi Meli Ndlovu the cyclist.
UMeli Ndlovu uthakazelela ukujova intshelelezane. Ubexoxa le Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Uhlelo lwezemaphandleni namhla sisemangweni webulili maWest lapho sixoxa khona loSibanjana Dube onceda abantu abakhubazekileyo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Dube.
Anginibingelele bantu bakithi, libingelelo ngokaSibanjana umntwana uSibanjana Junior the big animal ocula leqembu lempi yosindiso ocula ezokholo. Ngingena ngokubonga kakhulu, ngibingelela nawe baba uDube ngithi ayi akula nto embi.
Kwenzakala nikhona ngapho komdimba?
Ngingena ngokujabula kakhulu okukhona engithe ngahlangana lakho mhla ka 6 kungesonto 6 March nalinyanga nje wasikiyo lapho ngibe labavakashi engangithela mingabanxusa ngoba kulohlelo ekade ngilalo olokubhekana labantu abakhubazekileyo esigabeni sakithi khona lapha ku 10 ebulilima West endaweni yakombimba. Ngazama ukuxoxa abantu abakhubazekileyo ngabheka ukuthi inhlupho zabo yini. Ngathola ukuthi kukhona abanye abantu abade bedinga ama wheelchair kuleyo ndawo. Kodwa ke ngasengikhulumisana ke lo baba usenator uKhuphe uWatson Khuphe onguyena obhekane leziguga naye engomunye weziguga. Wasekhuluma ke labantu bakoJarosjiri ke bavumelana ukuthi hayi bazasivakatshela. Bathe besivakatshela ke ngasengicela ama wheelchair ayi-2 ekade ngimacelela umama uNabenita Moyo lo mama uNasifiso Sibanda babuya nawo ke. Kwakhanya ke xa sesikhona apho ngasembona kukhona omunye umama la ekade le problem yokuhamba.
Okunye ke baba Dube,
ngithe khona apho zahleli ke sebephiwe la ma wheelchair abantu benkosi. Ngabonga kakhulu kwabakhona ukujabula ebantwini labo. Kwase kusiba khona isimemo futhi engitholayo phana kwaleli viki ukuthi kulomunye umfana ozelwe ngo-1998 since wazalwayo akakwanisi ukuhamba ozalwa lapha kohingwe koyisaya. Ngakhuluma ke lo baba ovela koJarosjiri uThi Gochai wasesithi hayi ngitshele ke ukuthi ngifunani, ngasemtshela futhi ukuthi ngifuna amanye ama wheelchair amabili ezaqondana nalowo munye umama la elojaha owako Hingwe. Sithi kuyinto enhle kakhulu nxa singabe sikhala uhulumende asizwe, babudube kuyinto enhle kakhulu uhulumende asizwe abuye futhi azazofika endaweni ezinjengakithi, ngoba mambangla umango wakithi usuka ePlumtree siza lapha esikhona is about 132 okumango omkhulu kakhulu nxa usuka khona le kubo Bulawayo. Kodwa bafikile abantu benkosi bafika ke basinikeza lezo zinto. Engicela kakhulu ukuthi ebantwini bakithi izigoga zethu kumbe abantu abakhubazekileyo asingabafihli ezindlini, kasibafezeni bebonakale ukwenza ukuthi nxa besifuna usizo sibanikeze lona. Isithi ngalawo mazwi ngiyabonga kakhulu babuDube.
Lapha lizwe umnumzana Sibanjana Dube odabuka kombimba eBulili Mawesi.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizosiphiwa ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sesikhangele ezwe kwamanye amazwe ngamaphetshane. Iziphathamandla zakwele-Ukraine zithi abantu abedlula amathumi amathathu 35 bafile, wathi abedlula ikhulu lamathumi amathathu 134 balimala kulandela ukubhonjwa kwenkamba enkulu yamasotsha izolo kusihlwa duzane nelizwe lakwele-Poland. Zitshele i-Associated Press ukuba vele yashiya libhombe inkamba ye-Yavarovsk ngama-missiles amaningi. Inkamba le iduzane nedolobho le-Lviv kulezipepeli eziningi ezibaleke kwamanye amadolobho ezizama ukuyaphephela kwamanye amazwe. Umanyano we-United Nations uthi kulabantu abedlula izigidi ezimbili lengxenye 2.6 million asebebaleke kwele-Ukraine baphephela kwamanye amazwe. Abantu abafika amajoni ayisithupha 60 bafile namda engozini yesitimela kwele-Democratic Republic of Congo. Via Jans France Press ibika ukuba isitimela lesi besisuka edolobheni le-Lyon sisiya eDenkin. Soke isikhathi sezamasiko.
Namasiko wenzi umandla ela baba mkhulu babelobola.
Soke namda sibhuka ngelitshe eligigwike entabeni yeduzane lenjelele ngambe kutshoni lokhu. Uze sihlaziye lolu daba sikhokhele lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Siyakwamukela Ngwenya kuhlelo.
Ukudilika kwensika efana laleyana eyinsika la okukholelwa khona ukuthi ikhona okuhlala khona idloze elikhulu, idloze kuyilona elengamele isizwe, okuyilozi elakhonzwa ngamakhosi ethu awesizwe sakomthwakazi kusukela nje kubomambo kuze kufike nenkosi uMzilikazi layo esizwe kuthiwa yafika laphana yakhonza kangangokuthi yaze yanikela ngezinkomo eziningi ezibalelwa kwezingamakhulu amabili neyaqhubeka iyithatha njengendawo ehloniphekile leyana kwakuthi noma kuzoba lempi amabutho kwakufanele akayedlula khona ngale kwenziwe amasiko ukuze kube lezinhlanhla lapha baya khona kwezokwazi ukuthi bazinqobe lezo zimpi. Nesibona lento yaqhubeka kwaze kwafika ngejonge esikhathi sekuliwa impi yombangazwe abantu abafana nabo Joshua Nkomo nezinduna ezinye nabanye nje abengameli bamasiko esintu baqhubeka beloko bexhumana naye injelele besiyacela zona izinhlanhla zokuthi izwe likhululeke.
Ungwenya uphinde wathi
nesizwa kahle ukuthi ke okunye okwenza ukuthi izinto zingasahambi ngendlela kungenxa yokuthi eminye yemiyalezo eyayivela laphayana kumveli nqangi noma ngithi ungwali ayisalandelwanga ngendlela ababekade betshelwe ngayo. Nesizwa okuthiwa kungenzeka ukuthi okunye kwabangelwa intukuthelo eyaphuma khona lapha nelitsheni. Pho-ke namhlanje nxa insika leyana idilika itshe lelana lisiwa ngempela kuyatsho ukuthi isigameko lesi esimumethe okuthile okungaba mhlambe nomphumela ongemuhle esizweni obe kudingeka ukuthi alube kusadliwa ngoludala amahosana ukube bayasondela khona phana nalabo abangabaxhumanisi besizwe noMveli Nqange noma ngithi uNgwali baye laphana kugide kwenzwe yonke imicimbicimbi eyenziwa laphana efana namasiko okuxhumana nokushweleza kuze kuvele ukuthi ngabe konakalephi phela sekukuningi okwenzeka laphana esizokuthiwa nalaba abazombusazwe bake bafika laphana babhomba sizwe nje eminyakeni embala lapha kuthiwa baphinde bebonakale laphana besiyagila imikhuba nokungaziyo ukuthi baye begila imikhuba besenzane impela akuyona into enhle njengoba siyabona lo nyaka izulu belifikile kahle lana awu nininini izulu labuyela kuchile emasimini kuyisimangaliso manje uma ubuka lesi sigameko uyabona ukuthi ngempela lukhulu luyeza kuhambisana nakhona lokho sikubona emasimini kuhambisana nakho ukudilika kwensika kuyatsho ukuthi konakele kakhulu komkhulu bekufanele ngabe isizwe siyasondela sizwe ukuthi ngabe konakalephi.
Hayi ke uhlelo lwethu luma lapha okwalamhlanje. Besixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Okwamanje sike sizwe ezokholo lesiKristu silo ntungamene komo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngontungameli Nkomo namhlanje ngilomfundisi uVusani Sibanda usiphatheleni mfundisi
sizathola incwadi yethu ku 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 uthi apostle Paul uthi banga lam sengilijijimile ngaze ngadlulila ngenza over osokusele ukuthi ngithole umqhele ekhaya likababa ukhomba uPhulu ukhomba ukuthi emhlabeni siphila uNkulunkulu kusidala silomsebenzi usilenhloso okumele sizoyifezekisa emhlabeni ngokuphela kwethu asidalwanga nje ukuthi sibe umhlobiso silenhloso ngomdali okumele sizifezekise ngokuphela kwethu lithini ibanga lakho baba lithini ibanga lakho mama lithini ibanga lakho mntwana ungumuntu onjani emphakathini Ungoba bonjani kubantwana bakho ekukhomini ophila kuyo kulizwe lakho ungoba bonjani ungumama onjani endodeni yakho ungumama onjani kubantwana bakho ungumama onjani emphakathini uyingane njani esikolweni mhlawumbe uthisha ukhala ngawo uyingane njani kucommunity lapho uphuma khona uyingane njani ibi nasenkozweni okhonza khona ithini ibanga lakho bangakanani ababusisa usuku abaqala ukuhlangana ngalo lawe bangakanani abaliqhalekisa usuku abaqala ukuhlangana lawo ungumuntu onjani kwabanye abantu lithini ibanga lakho ngoba lindlela oyiyo indlela ebonisa ibanga lakho indlela even oyiyo nakumdala mhlawumbe baba njengoba ulapho ibanga lakho ngelo zokukhombisa abanye ubaba ukuthi umuntu wesifazane uphathwa kanjani ubaba akababi ubaba uyababelela ubaba ulethi test ekhaya kumele umama amayide ebheke ubaba abone kuxa amathabisi amasuku ubaba kayibona ibhubesi unguba bonjani lithini ibanga lakho kunkosikazi wakho unkosikazi wakho umayibheke wena ubona bani ubona ubaba obabelelayo ubona ubaba obabayo lithini ibanga lakho mama kwabanye umama lakwindoda yakho lithini ibanga lakho ungumama onjani kumkakho mhlawumbe ubaba enkonzweni uyaguqela umfundisi uzuthi papa kodwa kubaba endlini uthi hi ithini ibanga lakho uyamgeza na ubaba sometimes izinyawo na ubonisa ukuzithoba ungumama onjani kumkakho ungumama onjani kubantwana bakho ungumama onjani emphakathini udalela ukuzokwenzana emhlabeni yini purpose yini injongo yakho yokuba kwakho emhlabeni uyamseva na umkakho lithini ibanga lakho ngani yami ngoba umntwana ophelele kumele abe nesifusiso somzali abe nesifusiso sikatisha esikolweni abe nesifuso senkonzweni abe nesifuso sakho somdala uyingane njani emphakathini lithini ibanga lakho lapho khona kuleso sikhundla okuso mhlawumbe uyimaneja uyini leso sikhundla okuso lithini bathini labo obakhokhelayo bayakwazi na bayabusisa na or bayakuqalekisa zingakanani inyembezi ezibo phansi ngawe, bangakanani abaqalekisa usuka baqala ukuhlangana nawe ngalo. Ungumuntu onjani emhlabeni? Lithini ibanga lakho? Udalelwe ukuzokwenzani emhlabeni? Udalelwe ukuzokusisa abanye abantu na? Uzohlukumeza abanye abantu na? Lithini ibanga lakho? Le ndlela oyiyo esiyibona ngayo uyindlela oyiyo lakumdala, o le ndlela elingibona ngayo ngiyindlela engiyiyo lakumdala. Asibonge kunomfihlakalo yezulu, mfihlakalo engcwele, usisa imimoya yethu mdali wakho konke. Sizibheke imimoya yethu ukuthi singobani, sazi ukuthi sidalelwe ukuthi sizokwenzani emhlabeni. Ngoba uma sihlukumeza abanye abantu sihlukumeza ngomqondo, ma inyembezi zabanye abantu zisiwa ngathi pela nawe uyakhala ngathi mdali, uyakhuleka zulu.
Bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi uBusani Sibanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo. Weza batsha lamhla sixoxa lomculi.
Manani ngiyabingelela ubalaleli be studio 7 lo bingelelayo uMthabisi Mvundla wazwa ukuthi uMashiya Ndiya uGwajo okanye iDeshi uMaskandi. Ngivunda ngifana ozalele eCholocho wakhulela khona uthe ngokubuya ngaphe Goli wabuya waqala umculo kaMaskandi kuthi ngo-2019 la ngikhiphe khona idlalade lami lakuqala ebelinesihloko esithi konakele ebelinezingoma nje abantu abazithande kakhulu laphaka ezifana nengoma ethi Ngiyanqonqoza isekhona nendawo kaMaskandi Ngiyanqonqoza kuzoba khona ingoma ezithi Soka Lami ingoma ezithandwe kakhulu leyo album kakhulu naleyo uthando lwakho kuthe ngo-2020 ngakhipha album emesibili ebeyinesihloko esithi bayangithanda abantu kuleyo album bakhombisa kakhulu ukuyithanda kakhulu abantu nokuyithenga bayithenga kakhulu kunezingoma laphana ezinandi kakhulu esifana nabo konke kulungile. Xola Mayidali nje bazithandile kakhulu abantu umsebenzi wami utholakala kuma digital stores wonke noma ngabe uthenga kuphi umculo ungafika usearch ukuthi Mashiya Ndiya uGwajo uzowuthola na kanjani. Ngiyatholakala futhi uma ngabe ufuna ama CD singakulayela lapho ungawathola khona, kodwa ke uma ufuna ama CD ungaxhumana nami enambeni yami noma uyangifonela noma uyangiwhatsapp uyangithola. Inamba yami ithi yona 0691212 12. Angiphinde 0691211212. Ilula nje kanjalo. Ngiyatholakala ku Facebook, ngiyatholakala Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, ngiyatholakala ungasesha nje uthi Mashiya Ndiya noma uthi Gwajo uzongithola lapho na kanjalo.
Kulo jakelidala singawesigqibi uhlelo lwalomhlanje ukuthi sikhangele ibesilazo siqhubekela phambili imikhankaso yokhetho oluzayo eZimbabwe. Umeli Ndlovu othakazelela ukujova intshelelezane uthi uzajova ibhayisikili esuka eDurban esiya eLusaka kwele Zambia. Abakhubazekileyo abahlala emaphandleni bathola ama-wheelchairs. Siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalomhlanje
Oliver Lesayo, Mutips Dube.